Prepare for launch. The Inertia Force Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast starts now with your host, Manny A.
What's going on, Force listeners? Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. And another week in the books, and we got some EPL to talk about here. I'm joined by Wilson. How's it going, my man?
It is going awesome. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, man. I'm actually excited for this slate. I think we might see some more goals as
I think so.
The last two. So
I am on board with you there.
I'm excited with that. Let's just jump right into this. And I think this is going to be probably the most popular game in terms of DFS and players being picked from this game.
Manchester United
and Crystal Palace. United are a minus 286 favorite at home. Vegas has the total at 2.5. What do you like from this game?
Ah, man, you know, Man U is always, you know, always an interesting puzzle to try to figure out here, man. But just looking at it from a DFS perspective, there's a big price difference on DraftKings between Rashford and Martel. Boy, after last weekend's debacle with Pogba, you got to assume Rashford's taking the penalties at this point. But I don't know if that 10-3 is going to be justifiable with rostering. Zaha, you might look at a little bit of a revenge game here since that whole transfer didn't go through. But maybe he likes Man United a little bit better at this point and self-sabotages himself there for Palace. Otherwise, Luke Shaw at 4,800 is not a horrible play. But personally, out of this game, you know, I think the Man U forwards are too expensive to go for. So either Shaw or maybe Zaha on the Palace side, I'd consider. How about you?
Okay. Here's the problem: is Rashford is going to be like, I don't think he's going to go overlooked even for how expensive he is.
I think he's going to be very highly owned.
He has you know, the highest scoring odds behind Firmino and Salah. So, you know, they're facing a team in Crystal Palace who isn't really good away from home. Zaha, like, they need to give this guy his role back completely in order for this to actually work out for them. Manchester United isn't as good as people think. I think people put more faith in the jersey than the players.
For sure.
I told everybody this versus the Wolves. Don't expect to win here. They'll be lucky to come out with a draw. And they were lucky to do so. They're not good. They won't be good. And they'll be lucky to get a top five finish here this year. But looking at the side, I still think Pogba gets the penalty kick. I think the moment they don't give him the penalty kick, they're going to start a lot of shit in the media.
That's for sure.
Rashford's still a baby on this team. Pogba's the veteran. I think they're still going to let him take the penalty kicks. And if he didn't get it, he'd probably whine and force his way out of there like he already tried to do so. Pogba's probably the number one guy I'm interested in here. In terms of midfielders, for forwards, I do like Martial a little bit more than Rashford. Rashford's too expensive for me. Defensive side, though, there's a lot of options here for Manchester United. That's the one thing they've actually improved in. You know, they brought in Bissaka, who has been incredible. He led the league last year in tackles and interceptions. So that's a big boost for them. You know, so I'm interested in him a lot. How much is he? Let me see here. He's fairly expensive. He's 16 on FanDuel. That's actually quite a bit. That's more than I thought. And he's 5,900 on DraftKings. So maybe play Trent Alexander first, but that's because I'm an Arnold fan. Looking at his price, what's his price? Do you see it, Arnold?
Arnold TAA is 66 on DraftKings this weekend.
Okay, and on FanDuel, he's what? Let me see. Let me find him here. How come I can't see him? Oh, that's why. Duh. I didn't have my filter on. There we go. So he's 18. Yeah, so they're... Might as well pay the extra, I think, if you're going to do that. On the Palace side, like, I think they score. You know what I mean? Like, I think they score. I don't think they keep a clean sheet here. Their defense has been horrific. That Chelsea game, I understand, was 4-0, but if you look at the stats in that game, Chelsea dominated every facet of that game. I know they lost 4-0, but it easily could have been 4-0 the other way. The chances created were insane. So regardless of them being 1-1 with one win and a draw, their defense is still getting exposed regardless of their pickups. A lot of that is because their defense is attacking a lot.
Yeah, and you just know United's going to break down mentally at some point in the game and cause a gap, and Crystal Palace is going to pounce on it. It's just what United is.
Exactly. So, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it's interesting, right? Like, you have Benteke, who's always cheap. you know? Like, you could definitely take shots on Palace for sure, so... is there anything else really you want to touch on this game?
Nope, nope, not on that game.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next game here. Might as well get, you know, the big one out of the way.
Oof.
We'll do Liverpool and Arsenal, you know.
Yes.
So Liverpool surprisingly isn't the biggest favorite here. It is Manchester United. Liverpool's a minus 200.
Okay.
I get that it's Arsenal, but the total here is insane, man. Like for soccer, like for soccer purposes, the total's at 3.25. That's incredibly high for a Vegas total. You know,
well, last year their game last year in December was 5-1.
Yeah,
I mean Liverpool just slaughtered them.
Yeah, so
scored in the 11th minute, I think.
Yeah, so for Arsenal, you know, we know that away from home, they're not very good for some reason. They're not the same team. They picked up, obviously, a couple stars, but they're forwards, right? They're midfielder guys. They're not defensive players that they picked up. Mm-hmm. And you look at Liverpool, their back four is arguably the best back four in the EPL. From a defensive standpoint, they're incredibly talented. And I think a lot of people won't be confident that Liverpool can keep the clean sheet here.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can. Mm-hmm. I think Arsenal is going to give up a lot of weak shots for easy saves for the goalie. Mind you, they have their backup goalie in right now. He's not very good. For forwards, though, are you with Vegas here where you kind of like, do you feel like you're forced to roster Salah and Firmino this slate?
I think you are. There's a lot of decent other value, you know, in my opinion. We'll get to one of those games in a second there. But, you know, Salah, you have at 11,000 on DK. Firmino, 8,400. Mane, 10,600. Boy, I think Firmino is an absolute no-brainer at 8,400. And I think you pair him up with one of those two and then TAA. I'm locking Firmino and TAA 100%, no doubt about that. And then it's whether, you know, see what else we have there if we pair him up with Mane or Salah, you know, in terms of budget-wise. But that's personally where I'm thinking on the Liverpool side. I love the TAA, Firmino, and like I said, one of those two forwards all day.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm right there with you. I think you have to play Firmino. He's definitely economically priced. Mm-hmm. I have no problems with him being high owned. I think that's just one of those things you're going to have mm-hmm. to just deal with. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Salah, on the other hand, he has a very long track record of not performing versus top six teams. I don't know what it is with the guy. He's incredibly talented, but anytime he faces any sort of competition, he just doesn't show up. And the guy who does show up is always Mané. I think he's going to be extremely overlooked. I don't see him having high ownership at all. And I think it's definitely worth considering, in this slate. Looking at his price, right, he's only $2 cheaper than Salah on FanDuel. And then looking at DraftKings here.
500, Mané is 500 cheaper on DraftKings.
So there you go. So that wow. tells you right there, nobody's playing Mané, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think I'm probably going to go Mané across the board if I was going to pick between Salah and him. One, for ownership, and two, just because, like I said, Salah just seems to take a step back. Or maybe it's just the teams, actually defend them, Like, it's I think it's a mixture of things regarding his performance versus top-tier teams. Looking at the defense here, how many times has Van Dijk here burned us? The dude
he's a stud.
He's a stud. And it's funny because what you're counting on is a header.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an unlikely thing. But with him, it's the same as kicking a ball. If the ball is in the air in a corner, you have a solid chance it's landing on his head. And for that reason, I think him and TAA, it's hard to pick between the two, at least on FanDuel,
Yeah, it is.
It's just...
Do they not have TAA taking corners?
They do.
Okay, so...
He takes the corners,
yeah.
And he kind of, like, they could even connect, right? Like, mm-hmm. they've done that before last year. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things. Like the way I see this game... I see this possession still favoring Liverpool heavily, like mm-hmm. right, like 60-40 mm-hmm. At least. So from a floor standpoint, TAA obviously has the higher floor. From a ceiling standpoint, it's Van Dijk. Just because he can
mm-hmm.
ball
mm-hmm.
in there.
For sure.
So for FanDuel, I guess this is the question is, if you had to pick, who's your guy there?
If I had to pick on the FanDuel scenario, like you said, I think I'm going Van Dijk.
Or actually, I'll add a third option. Or do you pay down on FanDuel and put your resources in the forward and mid position?
I'm not sure what the pricing is on FanDuel, but there's probably some good value defensively. I'm paying up for forwards this week.
Okay. See, and I think a lot of people are going to go that route, right? Like I'm looking at the defenders here. I'm trying to see who's the most valued. Let's see. The Sheffield United guys are all popping in my model.
Henderson.
Where's Henderson? No, I have Christian Fuchs or Fuchs, whatever okay. his name is, as the top guy overall. He's only $8. I almost have him at 20 fantasy points, man. I guess you're right in terms of value. There's a ton of value. Maybe we don't have to go here. Especially versus Arsenal. It's not like they're nobodies.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, with that they really refreshed their team there. And I don't know. I think I ultimately see it breaking down where Liverpool's going to dominate possession. But I think Emery knows that's a big weakness over there on Arsenal. And he's going to have his boys do his damned hardest to try to win that possession battle. I don't think they will, but I think that's going to be the goal of Emery going into this. He's going to keep this as low scoring as possible, obviously.
Right. I want to take a look at I'm curious, how much is he? Wow, he's expensive, man. I was looking at Nicolas Pepe as a GPP play, but 16 on FanDuel, come on. I'm excited for this kid.
Who's he with?
With Arsenal.
Okay.
That young forward they signed, they paid quite a bit of money for him. On DraftKings, he's 79. Yeah, you can't play him, man. Damn. That's unfortunate. Looking at Arsenal, a couple more forwards. Is it just me, or is Aubameyang way too cheap here at 8,700?
They both are, and Lacazette at 79.
Yeah.
I mean, Vardy's 78.
Right? Like, I don't know. It's tempting for sure. I think for a game stack, it's viable. That's probably the only time I play it.
And what was the implied total on that game?
3.25. So
3.25. I still think I'll probably be higher than that.
Like, I could see this being a 3-1 game, or a 4-0 or whatever. It's really going to depend how Arsenal comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think they'll have a good game plan, man. I really do.
I hope so.
I certainly don't think it's going to be a 5-1 blowout.
No. You have anything else on this game?
Caballos at 5,500 is someone that I'm going to keep my eye on, depending on how my other builds go. He's had a very impressive first couple games for the Gunners there. And let me see, 2 assists on 3 chances created, 3 shots, 1 on goal, 5 crosses, 3 fouls drawn, 2 tackles. Yeah, I mean, the guy's really been all over the place. And at 5,500, yeah, depending on, you know, where else you might go on the midfield here, he appears to be a good $1,000 cheaper than anybody else I might consider there. Ward Prowse is at 6,600.
Man, Zaka's cheap, man, 5,800.
Yeah, yeah, so there's –
Wow.
Yeah, Caballos is somebody I'm going to keep my eye on, I think, tomorrow.
All right. Let's move forward here to West Ham United and what it seems to be the bottom dweller is Watford. What the hell is going on with Watford this year? Well, I guess it's early in the season, but they don't look too good, hey?
It's still early. They look terrible, man. I mean, whew. Yeah.
Just what do you think here? Watford at home is actually still a dog, plus 117, a slight dog, but there's still dogs here versus West Ham, which is pretty sad. The Vegas total here is at 2.75, leaning towards over. This is a very predictable attack. It's going to be De La Feo and Deeney spearheading. Do you think, you know, if you're not going to have Liverpool guys, these are the next two pairings that are in line to have the highest scoring day?
7,200, De La Feo, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to – I would not touch him. Hobelos, I might play from Watford at 5,000. That's not bad, but I honestly do have my eye on two West Ham forwards here. Holler, if he's playing at 67, and good old Chicharito there at 6,500 against that Watford defense, man. I don't know if either are a bad play, especially Holler if he goes.
It's actually a good call. And they're substantially cheaper than what you would compare it to FanDuel. On FanDuel, they're literally unplayable at $18 and $16, but
oh geez,
no, that's a good call there. They're like, the thing I'm worried about it here is Watford's been getting their ass kicked so badly, and they're at home now. I really do think they're going to come out here and play the tightest game possible. That's kind of my worry with these guys right now. And let's get real here. West Ham can be equally as bad, if not worse, than Watford. And I do think Watford does show up here quite a bit. Call me crazy, but I might play the goalie here.
I don't know if you saw, Manny, but I saw a note a little bit ago that Pereira for Watford is doubtful, picked up a thigh injury.
If that's the case, I love Holbus.
Midfield machine there for Watford. Yeah, that's why Holbus at 5,000. Yeah.
Because he's going to have a complete monopoly here of the set pieces.
Everything on the set pieces.
Yeah.
On a game where there's probably going to be a lot of set pieces too.
That's a good call. That's definitely something we need to keep an eye on. Because if he's out, who would be in actually if he is out? I want to look at this real quick.
Let me see. Who is our
value guy here?
I think I have a depth chart right here.
Trying to remember his name. I know who it is that usually what's his name? Isn't it Will Hughes? Or
I was just gonna say I'm seeing a Will Hughes popping up more so because I think Ducouré is out as well. Their defensive midfielder.
Yeah, and has he played the last two? Well, he's played in the last two games though.
Hughes has?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out who would be Ducouré, Pereira. They're out. No. Can't seem to put my finger on it right now. I think it's Gray or Success. I think they put Gray or Success in.
Oh, okay.
I remember, like I'm trying to put bits and pieces from last year, and I do remember Gray getting a lot of playtime towards the end of the year. And how old is, like, how this guy's probably free right now.
A 63, Andre Gray, 6,300 over there on DK.
Yeah, and he's $12 on FanDuel. So, yeah, man, we definitely got to see who's going to replace Pereira. But other than that, do you like the defense for West Ham? Maybe they might be busy here.
I think they're going to be very, very. This game could be so ugly, man.
Right.
Do I see them being overly busy? No, I don't think Watford has the ability, especially if Pereira is out, to be overly aggressive on the offensive end.
Like, I'm trying to see how much he is here. Okay, so hold on a second. Wait, we're going to go back to this now because I just saw the pricing for these dudes on DraftKings.
Who's a success? Success is only 4,500, and it looks like he is going to get the start.
Well, Balbuena is 2,700 on DraftKings.
Who the hell is that?
The defender for West Ham. And I remember this guy last year. I rostered him lots. He can put up some crazy numbers.
Is he getting the start?
He starts every game.
West Ham? It looks like they have a Masaku, a Fredericks, a Diop, and an Ogbonna starting tomorrow.
Well, that's what they think, but
right.
Balbuena will probably play most likely.
Balbuena, okay.
That's my guess. Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. Balbuena's cheap. Definitely keep an eye on that. That's pretty much it for this game, hey?
I think so, too. Would never pay that $7,200 for DeFolio. That's insane.
So let's just get the boring game out of the way here. Brighton versus Southampton. Brighton's a dog at home, a plus 140. And the total is the lowest total of the day at 2.25, well, tied for the lowest total. I don't mind Southampton here just because I hate them, but they're good for DFS. Let's just start with Southampton. Do you think we need Prowse or any of these guys?
I don't think Nathan Redmond's a bad play.
Okay.
6,100 on DraftKings. Don't mind him at all. And Che Adams is another guy I made a note of here, a forward for them. May get the start tomorrow, only 4,900 on DraftKings.
I like that. Adams is really good. That was a good signing for them.
Yep, and it looks like he might be getting some time tomorrow.
Okay, and he is, 4,900. How much is he on FanDuel? I'm just going to take a look-see here. Why can't I find it? Oh, there it goes. There we go. I got it. Adams is $10. So that's not bad.
Okay.
Pretty cheap too. If he starts, he's probably gonna be the lone striker, actually. If they do that. Looking at their midfield though, I like a lot. Prowse. Mm-hmm. Him or Højbjerg, whoever starts, I think, there's a lot of merit to play, especially I really, really hope Højbjerg plays. Have you seen his price on DraftKings? He's 4,600.
Wow. No, I have not yet. Wow. That's a steal.
Yeah. He's just as good as Prowse. They alternate starts, it seems. They barely ever play together. And I feel like versus a lowly team like this, they might give Prowse a breather. You never know. Early in the season. And if he does start, man, I love him. I'm definitely going to lock him in everywhere. And even on FanDuel, the disrespect is real. He's only $10 on FanDuel. So definitely something we have to keep an eye on. And your guy, Redmond, he's $10 on FanDuel. There's definitely a lot of value in this game versus a team that is really bad. I just think you can't ignore it.
Agreed.
Is there anything else you want to touch on this game?
Pascal Gross over on Brighton is a guy, just because we can't neglect him, I guess. Five crosses in each of his first two games, 7,500.
Yeah.
Not a terrible option, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it's true. He's definitely the heart of that team. He's really cheap on FanDuel too. He's $12 on FanDuel. So,
gets a good amount of assists. Yeah, he's just. I'd like to see a salary a little bit lower. 7,500 still might be a little bit too rich for my blood.
Yeah. Okay. So there's one more play I want to go over here. He's really cheap on DraftKings. Lewis Dunk is only 3,500.
Dunk.
He's very, very active for their team. And he's always like this. I've seen this guy priced at 6,000 throughout the year and at 18. Well, back when the pricing was different, it'd be the equivalent of 18 on FanDuel. So he's definitely far too cheap. He's going to be living in that 45 to 5,500 midway through this season. So get him while he's cheap. I'm probably going to have him actually quite a bit now that I'm looking at it.
Just have to worry about cards with Mr. Dunk.
Yeah.
he's got a short fuse. But, if they're going to keep him in the middle of that defense. And what'd you say his price was on DraftKings?
35.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Yeah, it's really cheap. So, moving on to the last game. My favorite team to come into EPL. I love Sheffield United. They're definitely going to stay in the EPL for a long time. Now, this is crazy to me. So, Leicester here is actually a dog at plus 125. That's how good this team's defense is. I've been preaching it since the start of the season. This is what they do. They're full defensive unit with a really good counterattack. Now versus Leicester, who has looked like utter shit.
Terrible offensive team.
Yeah, they haven't done nothing at all. And I really do think they're going to be able to lock down Vardy here. And in terms of ownership, there is not a soul who's going to be playing this goalie, I don't think. And I think that's a mistake versus...
Whose goalie?
Sheffield's.
Oh, I think Henderson's a great play. I was a little confused there earlier, but I love Henderson at goalie this week.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Because I think I think the Foxes here are going to have some dirty long shots just to pepper them up.
Yep.
But I just don't see them being able to break down this team. They've already showed in their first two games here that they're capable of shutting down a team. They beat Crystal Palace with a clean sheet. We can argue that Crystal Palace probably has the same firepower as Leicester. And they were able to shut down Bournemouth in their home with a 1-1 draw. They were going to win that game too. So I just don't see them conceding a goal here. And if they do, it's just going to be a late mental breakdown type thing. So I'm actually excited about this playing these guys.
I feel good. I feel really, really confident about a clean sheet for Henderson. I've seen bits and pieces of the Foxes this year. Total disorganization and just absolutely nothing up front. I see in Madison's 9600, their midfielder this week. No freaking way. Hard pass on that.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Man.
Looking at their defense, right? You have George Baldock, who is projecting really, really well for United. You know, he's projecting at. I have him at 16.2. But
wow. Okay.
And that's not including the clean sheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You add another 5 on there for FanDuel purposes. That's 21. Which is probably your top value of the day if they can get there, right? And you bring it back right to the other side, as I was saying before, we have the top value of the slate. Well, for me, what's showing up is Christian Fush or Fush, however the hell you say his name, for Leicester. Same price, same ceiling and same floor. So there's 2 punts right there. I want to check them out on DraftKings. How much are these guys on DraftKings?
I have Fuse nowhere on my sheet, so I do not know.
Okay.
Somebody I had an eye on.
Baldock is 4,100. That's a little pricey for me on DraftKings. Whoa, he's fit. Okay, so Christian Fuchs. I don't know. Anyway, he's 5,200 on DraftKings, so he's definitely like DraftKings likes him a lot, which makes me feel better about him on FanDuel. So there you go. Whoever's listening this far in the pod, there's your punt. If you're going to punt on defender on FanDuel, he makes a great play.
Beautiful.
All right. You got anything else for this game?
Nope, I do not. I think that's
all right.
Yeah.
I want to talk real quick here because it was my favorite game and it's not on the slate, but I'm going to talk about it for the showdown degenerates. This is the most exciting EPL game of the day for Sunday. Norwich versus Chelsea.
Ah, yes,
I love this game. I'm going to wake up at 5:30 in the morning with an espresso, and I'm watching this game. It's going to be so high-paced. It's blowing way over this 3 total. Norwich has zero defense.
They're just full throttle, man.
They're full on offense. Throttle. And like I said, if Manchester United didn't get so damn lucky versus Chelsea, Chelsea would have won that 4-0 the other way. And now Chelsea gets a team that shows zero resistance. My God. I love, love, love this game. Pulisic is going to get his first goal in this game and assist. Pukki is probably going to score 2 more.
Pukki is my dude. I love that guy.
It's just, dude, this game is going to be just an onslaught of offense. It's going to be so fun to watch. So whoever, you know, even if you're not betting this game, if you want to watch an EPL game for your first time, ever watch this game. Don't watch Brighton versus Southampton.
Please no.
Yeah, just watch this game and you'll see what it is, what exciting soccer is about. I absolutely love this game. What do you think? You think Pulisic's gonna going to get his goal?
I want him to, obviously. I, you know, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of him, and it's as good a time as any. So, yes, I'm liking that call, Manny.
All right. Perfect. Well, that's it. Yeah, man, that's it.
Norwich, Chelsea.
Let's see. I was looking at Sunday, but I'll save that.
I got distracted on the showdown, too, towards the end there.
Are we winning?
Oh no! I mean the Chelsea game. I was seeing what I was looking at pricing and all that good stuff. Pulisic 8,800. Yep, lock.
Oh man, you seeing Sunday's odds? What the hell?
No, I haven't looked at anything on Sunday yet.
Man City's -538. Tottenham's -380. Holy moly, man!
Oh my god!
I don't know if I'm going to play that slate. Anyways. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. And we're definitely going to be back here recording some more EPL. Obviously, NFL is coming up soon as well. And, yeah, man, thanks for joining me, Wilson.
Heck, yeah, thanks for having me. I think we'll know a little bit more about all the teams after this weekend, too. First couple of weeks have been a little, you know, all over the place. But exactly. I think a couple teams this weekend are going to show who they are, going to show their identity. And from a DFS perspective, we'll have some good perspectives moving forward.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And make sure to check out inertiaforcesports.com, sign up there, or hit me up on Twitter at inertiaforcedfs. And again, thank you guys for listening, and may the sports be with you. Laters.
Yeah.